This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. Special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics for all you do, keeping America rolling along. Thank you. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different offers we have over there. And good luck on the Gun a Day giveaway. All right, joining us right now, we've got Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor at 7 past the hour. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Oh, my goodness sakes, what a week.
What a week.
Well, the floodings, you know. And by the way, I swore I'm not going to watch
it.
Yeah,
well, now you got a snowstorm.
I know. I don't want to hear. And you know what?
I shouldn't be laughing, but, you know, my God.
It is ridiculous. I actually said to someone, when I come home today, that was yesterday, I'm not watching any more floodings. I can't take it. Well, then Iowa's flooded out. And here's the problem, people. And I want to say this real quick, and then I'm going to put a little song on there for you. Oh, by the way, special blessings, next show. So everybody, load up and get ready. That means get online, get on the radio, because it's for all you in need. And boy, that's about everybody. And the states especially flooded out. If you can get online tomorrow, I put a lot of prayer into those. So we'll have a special blessing the next show, which is Friday morning, Thursday night, whatever. Okay. What I wanted to say is the reason I'm concerned about the floodings, Captain, is what people may not be thinking about is they can't plant seeds. Many animals have been killed, and I'm a big
Well, they've lost their crops, and when that happens, mm-hmm. the topsoil that was there gets washed downstream,
sure.
God knows where.
Yeah,
they got to go back. They got to do it all over again, and, they've lost farmland, sure.
Yeah. Not only that. Can't plant seeds for a while, and the loss of the cows and animals. Me, a dairy person, are you kidding? I love my milk, so I think there might be a food problem. That's what I'm concerned about. But thank God, let me give you some good news. This is the last super full moon, tonight. There won't be another one of those this year, because those cause moons, they do cause problems. You've heard about things happening with the moon, so thank God. That's why we had some early floodings, you know, and all that. But anyway, there is a problem. And so what I wanted to do was, there's a little song, you know, me with music. And by the way, there is something about music. The doctors are all saying it right now on the radio. Whatever you like. You know, the captain, I know how he likes. I'm going to surprise you one day with that one. And it's soothing. It's there's something about it. But
well, I just like good old rock and roll. So
I know. And which is, you know, which I do, too. Actually, I love all music.
It's got a beat, and you can dance to it. I like it.
There you go. All right. But anyway, so does another person, I think, was named.
Go ahead.
He's already dancing.
I know, and he's there, too. Yeah.
I know. Well, all of you, I can't get you tonight, but tomorrow be on my, because I really do put 3 hours of prayer into them before that. So, and I have told many that online, that I was talking to on the phone today. I couldn't handle all phone calls. It is getting wild. Listen in to the show, and you'll get blessed, okay? And, and for you people, I have just wept so much over all of this, because it does affect our future, but this is the last super, which is, they're not always good, super full moon, which has caused a lot of the flames for the year. So that's one good thing. Okay, you're the God of all my days. You all have heard me sing. it is a song. You've heard me speak the words to this one on air before because it's for everybody. The singer of this song, Mark, has suffered cancer. He's a cancer survivor. I think it's important to know why people wrote songs or something behind them. And I know some of you have heard this. Anybody new hasn't. But this is for everybody. I don't care if you're going through the whatever you're going through. I do have a lot of cancer people on my phone lines, people with terrible diseases, and I mean the floodings and this and that. And so this is for anybody with any problems. You're the God of all my days, so I'll put those words on you tonight. But don't forget, tomorrow's a special blessing, and I'm bringing in someone with me. You won't hear that person, to give me extra strength for that. I do that sometimes when I've had a rough week or I'm a little. So don't worry, you're going to get double. You'll get blessed tomorrow because I'm bringing in another prayer warrior to help me. Okay, so you're the God of all my days. I came to you with my heart in pieces and found the God with healing in his hands. And boy, some of you need healing and our land needs healing. Okay, that's just me. Now, I'll go back to his song. I turned to you, put everything behind me, and found the God who makes all things new. I looked to you, drowning in my questions, but I found the God that holds all wisdom. And I trusted you. I stepped out on the ocean, and you caught my hand among the waves. Each step I take, you make a way, and I will give you all my praise. My seasons change, but you stay the same. You're the God of all my days. I ran from you, I wandered in the shadows, and found the God who relentlessly pursues. I hid from you, haunted by failures, and found the God whose grace covers me. I fell on you when I was at my weakest, and found the God, the lifter of my head. And I've worshipped you and felt you right beside me. You're the reason that I sing. You're the God of all my days. Each step I take, you make a way. And I'll give you all my praise. In my worry, God, you gave me stillness. In my searching, God, you're my answer. In my bondage, you're my freedom. In my weaknesses, you are my power. You're the reason that I sing, because you're the God of all my days. I just find that song to be so all around for everyone. And knowing that he had suffered, the main singer, Mark, from cancer, makes it all the more worthy. Now, all of you people that are going through things, remember, beyond, you're being prayed for, but beyond line or radio or whatever tomorrow night, and all you people from Valdosta, get down here Saturday for sure. I know it's going to be great, Captain. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
All right, Miss Rosemary, prayer intercessor, we thank her very much, and I'll be right back. Kathy's going to tell you how to call in, because the phone lines are open.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across America overnight. And we're on the air Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday. We're on the air from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. and Fridays, Saturday mornings, we're on the air for 3 hours from 2 to 5. And our show is picked up and played by delay in a lot of different stations all across the country. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. And if you haven't heard about them or don't know about them, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, to find out more. Click on the USCCA logo link. Check out the free gun a day giveaway they've got going on over there, and then take advantage of becoming a member and see what membership can do for you, because you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat for becoming a member. And stuff that's free is always works good for me. All right, well, we've got a caller on the telephone line. I do believe it's Backgammon Bob. Is that you, Bob?
Yes, sir.
Go for it.
I just want to know what's going on with this DOJ. I thought Trump had his own guy in there now, didn't he?
Trump has an attorney general, but he does not have the people down below him. Some people that were inserted and embedded by Barack Obama that are still there.
Yeah. Well, what about Lois Lerner and the other ones in the IRS? Is there every shot they're ever going to get her?
No. Hell no. Nope. She's long gone. Yep, long gone. So isn't the guy that was in charge of the IRS, who also got himself in trouble under Obama, he's long gone.
And I also heard this thing about AOC and her campaign manager. They were diverting funds.
Well, that is an ongoing investigation as we speak. Something could be done about that, but it's going to be a federal election law violation, and it will be punishable by a fine, not jail time.
And the other one I heard, which was really a good one, was Omar,
who?
Congressman. There was something about her marrying her brother.
Now, wait a minute. Hold it. That's an internet rumor. It has not been proven, so don't buy the lie. And I'm not even going to go there. That has not been proven.
Okay, I understand.
Yep.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gotcha. All right, well, that's it.
All right, well, thanks, Bob. All right, and we appreciate that. And if you want to opine, 877-969-8600 is the number to call. Now, I want to see if I can bring John Brennan into the mix here. John Brennan was on CNN yesterday, and James Clapper. Brennan had just gotten done talking, and then Clapper came in and talked about the investigation, the Mueller investigation. And this is James Clapper, who finally made some sense. Scary, isn't it? But here's James Clapper.
All right, how's this for a breadcrumb? Prosecutors for the special counsel's office say there is a press of work this week. This week. Does that mean that the Mueller report could be filed imminently? Let's discuss with James Clapper, former director of national intelligence and a CNN national security analyst. You know, when a lawyer for Robert Mueller says he can't get something else done because he has a press of work this week, director, people get the idea that something major might be coming. How do you see it?
Well, John, just like everybody else, I'm trying to read the tantalizing tea leaves from all these breadcrumbs, as you call them, which is apt a metaphor. And I've often said, when I've been asked in the past about this, that all I'll say is that I think Mueller is much closer to the end of his investigation than he is to the beginning, and that's about it. I think it's been very consistent that we really don't know what he knows, and it's clear that he knows a lot more than is out there in the public domain. So I'm reluctant to postulate what this all might mean, but I don't think the investigation the conclusion of it is imminent.
Now, keep in mind that's CNN, and keep in mind that's James Clapper, and CNN is wrong more than they're right, because they try to sensationalize the news to the point to where they try to get you to listen to whatever it is that they're selling at the moment. So that may or may not have any bearing, might be accurate, might not be accurate. But the thing of it is when you take a look at what's going on, Clapper finally made sense. Now, here's something from Poppy Harlow and Mark Preston that also was said on CNN, and I want you to pay close attention to the discussion about the enthusiasm and who's got it and who doesn't. This is interesting.
And she was asked some really tough questions about her role as a prosecutor, her history there, etc. All right, so enthusiasm. Voters fired up, but some more than others.
Right, so if a lot of talk about enthusiasm on the Democratic side. Well, guess what? There's also enthusiasm on the Republican side, perhaps even more so. Look at this number right here that shows you where the Republicans are right now. 57% of Republicans are enthusiastic about their vote, while only 46% of Democrats are. Again, we are very early right now, Poppy, in this race. But the fact of the matter is, if Democrats think that their enthusiasm is going to be enough to carry them to defeat President Trump, then they are badly mistaken. If you look at these numbers right now, Republicans are still in lockstep behind President Trump, by and large. Enough so right now that he's in pretty good shape of having to fend off any kind of a primary challenger at this point. And he still has support of just about every Republican right now as he heads into 2020.
Now, I'm not going to tell the Democrats how to run their show. Wouldn't even attempt to. Because they're all a bunch of loonies from what we've been hearing lately. But when you've got 15 or 20 or 25 or however many major candidates you've got, plus all the ones you don't hear about, you know, there's other candidates that are running for president that you don't hear about that are out there. So maybe they've got 30, maybe they've got 35, whatever the number is. But I'm telling you, it's more than the 15 you hear about pretty much on television. You confuse the people, and they don't really know what to think. So, of course, they're not going to have the enthusiasm with that many people in the ring over there. You're going to have a whole bunch of people going, geez, man, I don't know about this Beto, and I don't know about this Kamala. Is Biden going to get in? Bernie? Well, yeah, we know what we get with Bernie. Okay, so that's where they're at. Elizabeth Warren, now she's confusing. She'd confuse anybody. And then you've got, on the Republican side, they know who their guy is. They know who the president is. Now, would somebody possibly challenge him, like a John Kasich? Yeah. Could it be Howard Schultz, the independent guy, come out of the woodwork and run as an independent? Sure. Could he also become a Republican if he wanted and try to run as a Republican? Absolutely. But I'll tell you what, if Howard Schultz gets into the mix and he runs a moderate campaign, he could be another Ross Perot, this time for the Republicans, not the Democrats, because he would make some sense compared to the lunacy coming from the other side with every 5 minutes, well, we're going to give you this and we're going to give you that, and well, the top 1% is going to pay for it this time, and we don't need to worry because there's more money here than we need to have, and blah, 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 blah. And every time they say that, I just shudder because they don't understand that you're driving some of the big businesses and some of the big money people right out of the United States of America, and they're actually leaving the country. Now, they've already been leaving the high-priced and high-tax states, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Illinois, California, just to mention a few. And they've been going to where they can get tax breaks in the South, to where they come in and they get a big tax package for 10 years or 20 years or whatever the states do to bring the businesses in there. And the individuals go to states where they don't pay state income taxes. Or they go to states where the state income tax is very low. So the northern states don't get it because their answer is, well, we have to raise the taxes and the rich are going to pay for this and the rich are going to pay for that. The rich are moving out of those states. Believe me when I tell you. The numbers say so. The numbers say so. And if you want to have some fun, go look at the U-Haul website and see where the U-Haul rentals are coming from and going to. They ain't going into New York, and they're not going into California, and they're not going into Illinois. They are coming out by 3 or 4 or 5 to 1 all the time. All the time. And those are individuals packing up everything in the back of a U-Haul, and it's away you go. Now, most of them are just John Q. average wage earner who's had enough. For example, why would you want to live in California, Kyle Warren? Hint, hint. Why would you want to live in California in a home that's going to cost you $500,000 to $750,000 when you can come down here right now in my backyard with no state income tax, with very affordable real estate property taxes, and buy a home for $150,000 brand new out of the box? Think about it. And they're good homes, too. I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live all across America from Tampa, Florida. And I'll see you all on the return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has again criticized the late Senator John McCain. During a speech at a tank plant in Ohio, the president said he wasn't a fan because McCain blocked the repeal of Obamacare and he cheered on Middle East wars. Then the president said this.
And I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay.
Trump, who had ridiculed McCain's imprisonment in the Vietnam War, was not invited to his funeral. According to Richard Abulafia, a commercial aircraft consultant, the Boeing crashes have tarnished the FAA's reputation.
Frankly, the FAA is at risk of losing some of its power. That's why any investigations that are going to take place need to be done in a very above board way.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy will be in studio with me at the bottom of hour number four to answer your questions. We've already got a couple of questions for him. And to tell you all about what it is that they do to help you become the best of the best. And here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, I know many of you are coming out of the service, or maybe you're graduating from another VOTEC school and you're thinking twice about the training you got, and you're going, wow, I'm going to get a job that pays me $9.35 an hour. And I got guys over here to my left and guys to my right that are going to work on aircraft for $20, $25, $30 an hour. What did I do wrong? Well, the thing you did wrong was you didn't go to the National Aviation Academy. So guess what? Guess what? I'm going to give you a chance to find out what it's like after 14 months of training to be in total command of your future, a high-paying future with an unlimited earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you can read schematics, if you're a shade tree mechanic, if you've worked on computers or you know radio or communications or you've done anything in the motor pool, you worked on your own vehicle, then you're a candidate to become an aviation maintenance tech. They will teach you with the skills that you have, plus teach you new skills as well, to become a certified aviation maintenance tech with the FAA certification to go with it. Now, what that will mean is after 14 months of trading is you will start out at 50, 60, 70, 80, $90,000 a year or more, depending on what company you go with and where they send you. Now, if you go with a government contractor and you go overseas, I can pretty much guarantee you 99% that you're going to get a six-figure salary right off the bat. Now, there are some national aviation companies, some airlines, commercial, FedEx, UPS, that hire people to go overseas to check their aircraft, work on their aircraft. And again, you get more money for going overseas simply because you're overseas. So here's what I want you to do. Check them out online by going to naa.edu and schedule a tour of one of their facilities, either in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Schedule a tour. The website, naa.edu. Now, if you want to call them, if you've got questions, the number is 800-659-2080. Again, I'll give you the number, 800-659-2080. And let me tell you something. When you call that number, you ask the questions you want to ask, and they will give you honest answers. You need financing? You're a civilian? You want a student loan? They can help you out there. You're a veteran post 9/11? They'll help you out there. You're a veteran pre 9/11? Want to check and see what kind of benefits you got left? They'll help you out there. They're all about helping you, the student, become the best you can be as a certified aviation maintenance tech. All right. I told some people yesterday about former Defense Secretary and retired U.S. Marine Corps four-star James Mattis, that he was back to work again at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. A lot of people said, wait a minute, Hoover Institute, who's that? What's that? Well, I'm going to repeat. That is where he came from to begin with. He was working at the Stanford University's Hoover Institution as a distinguished fellow, and he's now returned there as the Davies Family Distinguished Fellow that he was. He'll be starting May the 1st. It's a think tank where he gets a chance to elaborate and discuss things as he sees them based on his 40-plus years of experience in the military and now as Secretary of Defense. And I believe he was one of the best Secretary of Defenses that we had. Of course, the reason he left was because of the president's decision to withdraw American troops from Syria. He did not want troops to leave that area. He wanted them to stay. But now we find out that there's a contingent that's going to remain behind. The question is how much and what kind. Is it a couple hundred? Is it 500? Is it 1,000? But there will be some troops left behind to create a buffer zone between the Turkish army and the Syrian defense forces, which happen to be the Kurds, that the Turks just can't get along with. So somebody's got to be there to kind of watch things. Now, I had a lot of questions, again, about a national emergency. And a lot of people still don't understand about a national emergency. So I'm going to try to repeat it, and I'm going to go slowly for the people that don't understand what a national emergency actually means. Now, a few Americans realize that they currently live under some 30 states of national emergencies that go back as far as 40 years prior to the Iranian hostage crisis and Jimmy Carter, the president who declared them. Now, actual emergencies come and go, but emergency declarations live on. The primary effect of a national emergency is to shift power from Congress to the president. Just as President Trump wanted to build his wall, along with executive orders and domestic policy, wars on poverty, crime, drugs, and terror, presidents ever since Lyndon Johnson have been moving power from one end of Pennsylvania Avenue to the other. But politically, it is and can be a two-edged sword. Because when presidents seek to do things unilaterally by using executive actions and executive orders, these actions can be quickly canceled and replaced by the next president, as was illustrated by how quickly President Trump undid President Obama's executive orders. Remember I told everybody when they were going, oh, what are we going to do, Obama this, Obama that? I said the president can rescind every executive order that Barack Obama did, and he did pretty much so. Now, this has nothing to do with Congress. This is the powers of the executive branch of government. Congress has nothing to do with executive orders. They can override them with a two-thirds vote and say, and come forth with a resolution and say, well, we don't agree with this and we don't agree with that. But guess what? Just like the border wall, just like what's going on right now where the president vetoed it, he could veto what they have to say. And unless they want to challenge it or do whatever they want to do, it ain't going to happen. So there you go. Now, the federal judge on Tuesday said her injunction preventing President Trump's transgender military policy from taking effect remains in place days after the Pentagon released a memo to implement the policy. I believe that this policy is going to wind up in the Supreme Court. We'll see. But we'll wait and find out. But anyway, that's where we're at with that. Now, when the long-awaited border wall military construction list gets whittled down based on the Pentagon's rules on what it intends to spare, it becomes much clearer which states have the most to lose. Now, that's up for debate because nobody's really losing much of anything. In the new budget, whatever they may have lost temporarily under some of the building funds, it's all right back again in the next budget. So we'll see. And with the Pentagon making hypersonic weapons a priority, Northrop Grumman is throwing his hat into the ring in an attempt to claim space in the still early hypersonic defense market. This is going to be a big deal, hypersonic weapons. This is going to be a big deal. And is anybody really tracking the issues from mold and the other military housing hazards that have been reported in a number of military locations across the country? Because military family advocates are questioning whether or not officials are tracking and treating the health issues that are linked to their military housing rife with mold, rodent infestation, lead paint, and other issues. And it's a big question that's going to need to be answered. Speaking of big questions, we're going to be coming right back with more as the Captain's America Third Watch rolls across during the overnight hours. We're going to take another look at our highways and byways. Got some truckers to say hello to, and we'll even say hello to Al in Nebraska. Hello, Al in Nebraska. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to do before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin, and it's called Working Class, and that's one of the Ice Road Truckers, and I'm pretty sure the ice might be melting up there where he's at, because there's a lot of warmer weather, and we got a lot of flooding up in the northern part of the United States, so maybe that's carrying over into Canada. I haven't really been paying attention, but maybe I should. Alright, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and a program reminder, on Saturday, I'll be up in Crystal River at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19, right there, dead center in Crystal River, just right along where the airport is. You'll see the airport, and then you look up, and boom, there's Moss Nissan. And I'll be there from noon to 4. Hope to see plenty of our northern listeners there. By the way, folks from Newport Richey, folks from Homosassa, folks from Homosassa Springs, Wikiwachi, and up there in Gainesville and Ocala, come on over. Come on over. And Jasper, come on down. We're going to have free food. You'll be able to enjoy a great lunch, take a test drive in a vehicle, get yourself a round of golf. and register for the foursome. We're going to be giving away a foursome, by the way, at the Plantation Inn and Resort. That's a great golf course and a great place to eat and a great place to stay. So we're going to be giving away a foursome there. That's going to be one of the prizes we're handing out while we're there. Now, before I get to the telephone caller, I got to go to the weather here, because relatively dry weather is expected the next few days across the plains where the historic flooding is occurring. And a Pacific front is going to bring heavy rain and mountain snow to the northwest Friday into the weekend. And for the northeast, a coastal low is developing right now into Friday, bringing rain and snow. Now, it's going to be locally heavy, both. And from the middle Atlantic to the northeast, strong, potentially damaging winds are going to accompany the storm. Right now, I will tell you that you've got a winter storm watch all the way from Binghamton, New York, I-81, to the Canadian border that encompasses the St. Lawrence Seaway all the way over to the Vermont line and across I-90 to Albany. And it looks like as if it's going to kick the lake effect machine into effect. And if it does, here we go again. Now, you've already got some rain developing in the northern part of Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, the mountains of Maryland, northeastern West Virginia as well, the higher elevations, the Poconos in Pennsylvania, and southern New York. It looks like New York City you'll have rain if you don't already have it later today. And that is going to work its way up the East Coast. And by the way, you've got some snow in the Berkshires right now. That just popped up. And a winter storm watch for western Massachusetts in the Berkshires. Now, out west, we'll get out there real quick. You've got rain still in North Dakota, high winds in the western part of Minnesota, got some high winds in the central part of North Dakota along with rain. You got rain in Montana, southeastern and central Montana. You got rain in the northern part of Wyoming and fog in the western part of Wyoming along I-80 around Rollins. South Dakota near Rapid City, got some rain there. Got some rain in the northwestern corner of Nebraska tonight. You've got snow and a winter storm warning for the mountains above 6,000 feet in the southwestern corner of Colorado. Be careful there. High winds in New Mexico. Snow in Utah around Salt Lake City and coming up I-15 out of Nevada, out of Mesquite. You're going to drive right into some winter weather going right on up the mountains. I-70 across through Richfield, Utah, over towards the Colorado line in Grand Junction. You've got a winter storm warning on top of those peaks. You could have as much as 2 feet of snow up there at 7,000 foot and 5,000 foot snow flurries. And then out there in Nevada, same thing, snow flurries, 5,000 foot up to a foot and a half of snow in the higher elevation, 7,000 foot. Again, rain, southern and southeastern Washington state, rain all the way up the Hood River Valley, I-84 to the Idaho line. Idaho is looking dry tonight, and rain in the central part of Oregon as well, and a little bit of rain to the west of Las Vegas in the mountains, the eastern mountains, San Bernardino Mountains out there in California, with a little bit of fog to toss into the mix just for good measure in Arkansas along I-30. Okay. Well, let's go over to the telephone lines, and is this Ian?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I wanted to make a few comments. You were talking about the national emergency.
That's right.
Order, and then also the thing with the transgender.
Yep.
The injunction with the federal judge.
Yep.
If you follow this thing carefully, the whole, well, this is obvious, the first part, they're using the courts to frustrate and tie up Mr. Trump's our agenda.
Of course. But
if you follow these arguments in depth, it's been, well, the president has the power to do all this, but not this president. In other words, these are targeted at Trump specifically as a person. Okay?
You're right. You're right.
Remember, they said, because look at his campaign rhetoric. Look at the statements that he made in his campaign. Okay?
Yep.
Do you believe how outrageous this is? They're literally trying to have their cake and eat it, too, at our expense, which I'm not surprised because they've been doing that for 50-some-odd years, left.
They're gaming the system.
They actually have the call to say, well, yeah, but not this president, not Trump specifically. That just shows you right there. Now, another thing is, the reason why he's doing the national emergency is because the Congress has got butt kiss under both Republicans and Democrats, obviously, for the last 30 years, which leads me to my next point. our friend, Paul Ryan. Well, first of all, I don't watch Fox News. I don't even have a TV. I've been TV free since 2008. I suggest you all do the same because it's nothing but a brainwashing machine.
Well,
there's a whole life out there that you can have without sitting your fat butt.
Use the app. Use the app for One America News Now.
Right.
That's a good app. It's got great news.
Mm-hmm. One American News Now or Sinclair, because forget about it. Fox is done. And look who they put on the board. Not
right.
only did they give...
Well, make it quick because I got Denise on the line.
They put Paul Ryan on the board of Fox. This is the same man that frustrated Trump's agenda for 2 years and betrayed him on the health care, and they wouldn't do anything for immigration for 2 years. The whole thing is rigged against us. Thanks.
All right, thank you. And that's Ian, and we appreciate him very much, and he's got some very valid points. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to talk about this FBI joining the criminal investigation into the Boeing 737 MAX certification. Now, who was the president when this airplane was certified?
The president of...
The United States. That may have some bearing in this. Who was the president? Do you know?
I don't know when the plane... Well,
All right, let me cut to the chase. Barack Obama was the president. There was a lot of screwy stuff going on under his administration. I pray that they weren't gaming the system and put this thing out there ahead of its time.
Well, understand that they modified the aircraft itself. And with that modification of the aircraft itself, they had to modify some software.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Where the FBI is necessarily going has been asked to join this investigation
mm-hmm.
is to determine the whole certification process.
Mm-hmm.
And that certification process also include, as a result of whatever they determine on certification, is pilot training.
Right.
And then what ends up in the manual. So, the FBI, I believe, is just going to see, they've been asked to join this thing, to determine if they fast-track this thing just to get, because not only is Boeing a big government contractor,
mm-hmm.
but they get a lot of government money, and they're a union shop.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a couple other pieces that are playing in this thing. Now, it all did happen under the Obama administration. I don't think Obama himself had anything to do with it. It would be under the FAA.
Yeah, and hold that thought because here comes the music. And, folks, I'm just pointing out chronologically, I'm not saying that it's anybody's specific fault, but a lot of silliness went on, as we know, the 8 years under Barack Obama. Could it be somebody might have influenced someone and we have the mess we have now? All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.